This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Can you believe Saturday the Canes and Gators play? College football's back. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com all season long. My college and pro picks rock. Everybody knows it. I'm the best. That simple. Boom. Period. Every game, every play, every day. All the picks. Baseball through the World Series, boxing and MMA, every big fight. PharrellOnTheBench.com, the best picks, the best price, buck a day, son. PharrellOnTheBench.com, sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right, so all that's in order. I wanted to say, I just saw that the Pittsburgh ratings for Hard Knocks, the Raiders, is three times the national average. Did you see that tonight? And that AB says that his ex is still thinking about him.
Yeah, well, of course he had to go and tweet about it. You just can't leave anything alone, ever. This goes back to what Ron Cook said to you last week. Didn't he say that the fans there still cared more about Antonio Brown than what was going on there, right?
He did say that.
Well, that just proves it to you. When the ratings are that high in Pittsburgh for Hard Knocks, they all want to – I mean, are they just trying to get a feel for what?
Do you watch it? You said you watched it.
I haven't gotten to my. I don't get to watch anything. I haven't gotten to watch it. I wanted to watch it, but I have not gotten to watch it at all. Any of the episodes.
So you just never get to like watch anything ever.
I mean, when's the time? When is it happening? I mean, little Olivia is not exactly at 11 a.m. going to let me throw Hard Knocks on for 45 minutes while I'm.
She's not having it.
No, she's not having that. So and then by
she,
the time.
Because does she just want to party with you and play?
Yeah, I mean, she wants to do stuff.
Oh, man. I don't miss that at all. It's brutal.
What am I going to do?
It's brutal.
Couple months, maybe start going to a little school for a couple days a week, and then
gonna hit the preschool.
Then I'll have 4 or 5 hours a day. Maybe I can, grab a nap, watch some Hard Knocks, and then I'll be,
a better human being.
Then on
is that the plan? Is she's headed toward preschool?
I think in January, like a the preschool, whatever it is, nursery school.
Right.
So she's not even three yet. She's gonna be three in December. She thinks she's 23, but she's 23 in December. So.
She thinks she's 23?
Yeah. Kid knows everything. She's two. She knows everything.
She's got it all figured out?
Everything.
All right.
Has an answer for it all.
Well, so anyway, Hard Knocks is getting huge ratings in Pittsburgh because they can't get enough
of him.
Why?
They're still obsessed.
Is he all over that show?
I mean, the drama's definitely been about him, right? I mean, with the helmet and the feet. And
right.
Everything else?
I never watched that show. Ever. Never. Not 1 year ever. How long has it been on?
It's been on a while now.
I've never watched
10
it.
Years.
Now they're doing it with Washington State.
I can't believe that they're having that the colleges and the NCAA is allowing that.
I can't either. That they
but
would
you know what I was thinking about? They've done other things. Like, some of these schools have done their own thing. Like, I know Notre Dame has done, like, a thing following.
What did Showtime
team.
Do? They did one.
Might have been the Notre Dame one.
Remember they got inside? Maybe
yeah.
It was.
So, I mean, it's not unheard of in college, I guess. So, they've done a lot with some basketball teams, I remember.
Well, what did you think today when they came out with the XFL, came out with their team names and everything?
Look, it sounds nice, right? I mean, it all sounds great. Every one of these things that has tried to happen has not worked. All of these spring football leagues, none of them have worked. Is this one going to be different? The one that we just watched for what, a month and a half earlier this year wasn't, that's for sure.
Can you believe Bob Stoops is running the Dallas Renegades from Oklahoma to that?
You got to remember, cash is king.
So he got a lot of money to do that.
And here's the one difference between who's running this one and who's running the one that shut down earlier this year. Vince McMahon is made of money.
Right. So they're not interested in failure this time.
They're not. Doesn't he have Luck involved too? Oliver Luck, right? Is he like the commissioner or something?
Yes. Stoops will return to coaching after retiring from Oklahoma. Dallas hired Hal Mummy.
He can bring Landry Jones back, right? You could reunite Bob Stoops and Landry Jones.
Well, Landry Jones, he signed with the XFL.
Right, so shouldn't he automatically, like, I guess I'm sure they're going to have some.
Oh, so no one knows what team Landry Jones is on?
I'm sure they're going to have some fixed draft when they when it's time to. It is the WWE. It's scripted, so they'll have some fixed draft happen where I'm sure Landry Jones will just happen to end up with Bob Stoops, reunite him with his Oklahoma coach.
Houston Roughnecks. Guess who's the head coach there? My buddy June Jones. And he certainly had his... we talked about him the other night when he was coach at Hawaii. The Los Angeles Wildcats, coached by Winston Moss. A former Raider linebacker is taking
over. Great Winston Moss getting involved?
Winston Moss getting involved. The New York Guardians... Kevin Gilbride is the coach.
Guy's been begging for another job. Finally got one, huh?
Has he been begging for another job?
Since he stopped with the Giants offensive coordinator, was his last job back when they won the Super Bowls.
Right. He was part of the two Super Bowls. You're right. St. Louis Battlehawks. Jonathan Hayes is the coach.
I mean, let's be fair here. Here's another one. They didn't go watch the NFL in St. Louis, right? Right?
Right.
They're going to go to the XFL games, but they didn't go to the NFL games, but they're going to go to the XFL games. Like, where's your, you know, I get it. They're trying to go. Are they in San Diego also?
They're in St. Louis.
I'm saying, did they put a team in San Diego or no?
No, they did not.
I mean, that's where I probably would have gone.
I would have gone there because they loved it.
St. Louis, but I guess... You know, they're smarter people in those boardrooms up there in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Seattle Dragons, coached by Jim Zorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Tampa Bay Vipers with Mark Trestman. He certainly had his fair share of jobs in the NFL.
He's where NFL, CFL, yeah. Trestman's been everywhere.
And then the DC Defenders, Pep Hamilton is the coach. Hamilton last served as an offensive coordinator at Michigan a couple of years ago. Pep Hamilton.
They've got a great TV deal, right? They're going to be on ESPN and Fox and all, right? They're going to be everywhere.
The league opens, yeah. They're on ABC, Fox, and ESPN, FS1, you name it. The league opens Saturday, February 8th, the weekend after the Super Bowl, and the regular season will span 10 weeks through April 12th. Two playoff games are scheduled for April 18th and April 19th with its championship game on April 26th. So, and that game, the XFL championship game, will be on ESPN. And they have not announced yet their rules, but it'll be faster with more plays, less stall, fewer interruptions.
They got a bunch of rules on that.
No
last
gimmicks.
Two pages there, don't they?
They do have some of the rules. The differences will be these. There'll be more than one forward pass. The XFL could allow more than one forward pass on a play as long as those passes come from behind the line of scrimmage.
What?
No fair catches.
So you just don't care about those concussions, right? We're not.
Closer
this
kickoffs.
Is the XFL.
No extra points. But
I like that one.
But you can go for one, two, or three.
I like that. Now, that's something that I like.
Teams should be able to go for one from the 2-yard line, two from the 5-yard line, or go for three from the 10-yard line after touchdowns.
Isn't
I love that.
Isn't that great? That's outstanding. I like that.
Overtime shootouts. Each team would get 5 plays from the 5-yard line, and they get 1 point each time they reach the end zone. Turnovers would be worth 1 point each, too. Both teams would get five attempts, and each team's offense and defense would be on the field at the same time on opposite ends of the field.
Hey, it sounds like it would actually move kind of fast, right?
Think penalty kicks in soccer. It could be fun. A continuous clock. The clock would run continuously until the two-minute mark, at which time the clock would stop after all scrimmage plays. A 25-second play clock. The NFL uses a 40-second clock and a 30-second instant replay clock. No more long breaks for replay reviews. Boy, could the NFL use that. What a disaster. The NFL's 5 minutes every time they do it.
Well, this is going to be, we talked about this when they said they were coming back. You know, the NFL did end up stealing a couple things from the XFL during that one season that they had.
He hate me?
The camera stuff. You know, they did take a couple of things that the XFL was doing, and they're going to do the same thing here. They're going to probably last one season, right? But they're going to see how awesome this one, 2, or 3 point conversion thing after each touchdown is, and they'll probably – because they don't want kicks, they don't want kickoffs, they don't want any of this stuff anymore. Kickers won't have jobs anymore.
In the NFL?
Right. So they'll just that'll solve all of Matt Nagy's problems. He won't need a place kicker anymore.
Get rid of that kicker.
Change to the XFL overtime rules. Or the XFL.
I don't believe for one minute that the NFL would be better off without field goals. I think kickers.
I guess you'll still need him if you don't score a touchdown.
Dude, you have to have a kicker on your team or you're not going anywhere. I'm convinced of that. You are not winning in this league without a good kicker. You have to have a guy that can nail kicks. It's that simple, right? I mean, when a game comes down to a field, how many times does it come down to a field goal? 70% of the time, is there not like at least a field goal like at the end of some of these games?
Sure.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's just all the time. It comes down to a kick, right? So why would they get rid of field goals? Why would they get rid of kickers? It makes no sense. Now, maybe get rid of kickoffs and all that. What, would they get rid of punts too? Why would they do that? How would they do field position? Or would you just have the punts would be all fair catch or dead ball? Like it just wherever
it lands, that's it.
Is that it? Or what do you think?
I have no idea.
I don't see them ever doing that. Do they? Are they really going to get that lame where they just kick the ball and wherever it lands, that's where they take it over?
Got to get rid of those violent plays out of the game. Can't have them.
You don't think it's exciting when they punt a ball and a guy fumbles it?
Oh, I think it's exciting. I'm saying. Suits that sit on Park Avenue got to.
They're worried about lawsuits.
Exactly.
And concussions. And that's all there is to it. 855-212-4227. So choosing the NFL's greatest ever at positions. Maybe we'll get into some of that when we get back on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Max Muncy just hit a walk-off home run for the Dodgers.
Double M?
Yeah, and believe me, you, this guy stood and watched this ball fly out for 5 minutes.
He's the guy that Bumgarner yelled at when he stood and watched.
He just stood there. He literally, it took him 5 minutes to get to first base.
He likes watching him.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, I mean, he's like, it's insulting the way he just stands there and admires his home run. I mean, someone's going to beat him in the face. Bumgarner could be the first guy in line. So tell me what you just said about the Browns.
Well, I'm going over the NFL schedule a little bit, just some things. First couple weeks, I like looking at who's playing where, what games are on TV, etc. Man, the Browns are on TV, like national TV, a ton, especially in the first half of the season. I mean, a ton. Week two, they're on Monday Night Football at against the Jets. Week three, they're on Sunday Night Football against the Rams. 2 weeks after that, they're on Monday Night Football again against the 49ers. 2 weeks after that, back-to-back weeks, they're the big Sunday 4:25 CBS game against the Patriots and against Denver. 2 weeks after that, they're on Thursday Night Football against the Steelers. I mean, they are hey, if you haven't gotten sick of the Browns yet, get
you
ready.
Will be.
You're going to see a ton of them.
So do you think they're setting it up for them to just go? Is that the plan? Is the NFL's plan is to make the Browns into the playoffs?
The Browns have more primetime games this year than they've had in
ever
in the last 10 years combined. So
ever. When have they ever been on national television all the time?
Man, it would
never.
It would be unbelievable if they if the whole thing just blew up in their face. Imagine.
Well, you have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, the guys, you have no idea who's going to get injured and what's going to happen. That's the beauty of it. They all think on paper it's a done deal, that it's just automatic. They're just too loaded, that they're going to win it all, and all this other absolute BS is what it is. You got to go out there and do it. You got to go execute. You got to make plays, score touchdowns, and win games. And they know that. I mean, you know, they won 7 games, which, you know, for most teams, that's utter failure. 7 wins is failure in the NFL, and it's you get fired. But in Cleveland, it's cause for celebration. That's because they went 2 years with 1 win. So that's why they're so excited. They think they're going to win it all. So here's this list. I actually didn't think this thing was that bad. I actually, you know, the greatest ever at each position in the NFL, the 100th season began. So they did this debate. Who would be part of the all-time best starting lineup? And that means a player for every position on the field and special teams. So this is, and I don't even know where I found this that I sent this to you, right? I found this today. Do you know where I found it? Was it?
I think that was on ESPN.
Maybe. You'd think it would say that, though, if it was. Because usually there's always say where it is.
Sometimes it depends on how I print it out.
All right. Well, here you go. So I don't want to discredit anybody, but I've already said, like, I actually think they did a great job. I only looked at it once, right? So I just looked at it once and went through every position. And I really sat there and thought to myself, how could I argue with this? So at quarterback, they chose Tom Brady. And the others mentioned were Unitas, Elway, Manning, and Montana, as I mentioned earlier tonight on the show. But Brady got the job. Excuse me. I think I just had my own action reverb go up into my throat. And then I had to, like, deal with it, and I dangled with it and let it go right back down the pipe.
Never good.
I had, like, from the south all the way to the north and then right back south again. With whatever was in my stomach, there was something came up and it wasn't good. And I mean to tell you, it tasted horrific. But I survived it, and I'm going to continue the show. It was like a little reverb hurl. I don't know what it was. Jerry Rice got the wide receiver gig, one of them. And the others mentioned, there's a lot of them that they could choose from. But Jerry Rice got the gig. Right. And then the other receiver, because he won 4 Super Bowls and owns like all the league's major receiving records. The other one, can you guess who the other one is? The other receiver, do you have it in you? Like, and you got to go really old school. I'll give you a hint. You got to go way back. Back in the day.
Like before.
Start from the beginning. That's how far I want you to go back.
I mean, if you want to go back that far, I'm not going to get it.
Okay. Don Hutson is the choice.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, honestly.
But he's a Hall of Famer.
Why can't we just keep this to the Super Bowl era? Like, what?
He had 18 NFL records and when he retired and 200 more receptions than his nearest competitor.
What years did he play?
He played 35 to 45, and he got in the Hall of Fame in 63. But Don Hutson, when they show NFL films, Don Hutson. I've done this show. I've done the top 10 show. Incidentally, they don't use me on that anymore. Did you notice that this year, Mafia? First time in 15 years they didn't use me.
Didn't notice that, yeah.
Maybe I was out of town or something. I don't know what it was, but they never used me, which is a great relief for me. I get sick of doing it.
Maybe they just went through all the topics and they have no more top tens in general.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's what they did. I never heard from them, so I did not lose any sleep over it, I have to tell you. Do you remember how much of a pain in the ass that was every year? Because I basically made you and Shep do it.
Yes, I do remember how much of a pain in the ass that was.
I hated it. I hated doing it. Do you remember I used to go do it? And
yeah, it was like an all-day thing.
Oh, God, what a pain in the ass that was.
And then you used to have to wait around half the time. They were late with everyone. Like, they'd schedule you later, obviously, because the show's later at night, and then, like, everyone else would run late, so we'd have to sit there for, like, an hour
I'd
and
be
half.
The last one they ever shot
yeah.
every day.
And we'd
every
be sitting
year.
There for over an hour waiting for them to finish someone else before us.
So the running backs were Jim Brown and Walter Payton. I don't have a problem with that. The left tackle was Anthony Munoz. He was great. He was unbelievable. at USC. There's just no – an 11-time All-Pro named the NFL 75th anniversary team and all-decade team for the 80s, even after three surgeries on his knees during his college career. So the argument was, you know, Jonathan Ogden, Walter Jones, Ron Yeary, Willie Rofe, all were considered. The other so the guard was John Hanna of the Patriots. So I don't think you can really argue with that. I mean, Gene Upshaw, Bruce Matthews, Randall McDaniel. I do not, you know, I'm not going to argue with John Hanna. Center Jim Otto of the Raiders, Hall of Fame 1990. There was talk of Chuck Bednarik, Dwight Stevenson, Mike Webster. Mike Webster is the greatest center I ever saw play for the Steelers, no doubt about it. And then he finished his career with the Chiefs, and then he lost his mind with CTE. It was so sad and died. But Jim Otto got it. I could argue Webster any day of the week. Jim Parker got the a guard slot from the Colts in 57-67. No one knows. It's so far back. And then the right tackle, Forrest Gregg, for his great work with the Packers and Cowboys. And certainly Jackie Slater was mentioned, but Forrest Gregg got the gig.
When did Forrest get in there? What was his years of service?
He got in the Hall of Fame in 77.
Okay,
he played 56 through 70 for the Packers in 1971, finished with the Cowboys.
Enough. Just, I mean, they should have just did the Super Bowl era.
Right.
Having guys who played in the 30s and the 40s, 50s. I get it. They played. It was a different time.
Tony Gonzalez.
There's seven teams in the league.
Tony Gonzalez was the tight end. I don't think anyone can argue with that. On defense, Reggie White and Deacon Jones were the defensive ends. And then mentioned also Leroy Selman, Jack Youngblood. I would not argue with that. Bruce Smith and J.J. Watt also was considered. One of the greatest pass rushers ever. Are you serious? Greatest ever? He's been, now they're talking about him as greatest ever? The guy that gets injured every year? Him? Joe Green at tackle. There's no one going to argue with me and Joe Green. That'll be the end of that conversation. Merlin Olsen made it over Randy White, Buck Buchanan, and Alan Page. Merlin Olsen was a badass. Hall of Fame 82. Lawrence Taylor, linebacker, period.
That one's pretty easy.
That's just period. Dick Butkus, linebacker, period. There's no questions asked. Linebacker, Bobby Bell. I remember him. Played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a monster. 63-74. I was a little tyke. But I went to Arrowhead Stadium, and I had those plaid pants on. You remember that picture? With Len Dawson, rocking the plaids. Bobby Bell was a badass. Deion Sanders, primetime, the corner. He made it. Night Train Lane, Mike Haynes also were mentioned but didn't get it. Rod Woodson got the other corner slot. He was incredible. Ronnie Lott, safety, period. That's the end of that conversation. Ed Reed was mentioned, Brian Dawkins as well, and Willie Wood. And then the kicker, Adam Vinatieri. Special teams, Ray Guy, the punter, no questions asked. And then Gail Sayers, the punt returner, special team returner. And the head coach was Bill Belichick. I think they did a great job with it, except I would agree with Carver High. It's a little hard to go with the guys from the 30s and 40s in it, but it is what it is. But a nice list there of the greatest team ever, they're saying. That's the greatest team ever.
Just part of a big, like, 100th anniversary spectacular.
Everything this year is a 100-year celebration
right, for
Roger Goodell. Just as long as Roger's happy and that he's hanging out with Jay-Z now, you know. I'm sure he's going to a lot of hip-hop shows. And, you know, my guess is Roger's rolling a blunt right now, planning on that, you know. He's probably got a record release coming up. With Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm sure he's cutting an album. He's in the studio right now working it. They're blazing blunts, getting ready for September 5th, opening night. And the Bears are playing. Isn't it Packers-Bears? And the Bears are going to play without a kicker. No kicker in that game. They're never going to use a kicker ever again.
Oldest rivalry starting off the season.
The rivalry that no one cares about except people in Chicago and Wisconsin.
They love love pushing that Packer.
No, people love that. I won't deny people love that rivalry.
They love pushing that Packer Bear game on you. So start the year with it. Let's go.
It is what it is. I mean, we see that game twice a year every year, don't we? It's like telling me I want to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving. Don't start with me. Don't start it. Just don't even start that conversation, that stupid-ass Lion game every year.
Gonna be great this
you
year.
Know what I do when the Lions are on at noon on Thanksgiving Day? I blow bong rips and pick my boogers. I really do. I just sit and pick boogers and blow bong hits.
I'm going to be loaded up this year on Thanksgiving.
Honestly, you have to be hammered to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving. You got to be completely hammered.
Bills
to
on
put
Thanksgiving
up with it.
This year. Get ready.
Listen, Christmas is way better than Thanksgiving, in my opinion. I love Thanksgiving eating and everything, but the games suck. Christmas, you got five NBA games in a row, and you got a bunch of people at your house you don't like. It's
Bills,
awesome.
Bills Cowboys, 425. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Bills Cowboys this year?
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving? Oh, well, that's a game changer right there, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Pharrell and Lions, who should be banned from Thanksgiving.
It's tradition.
Screw tradition.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so late tonight, the Arizona Cardinals signed Michael Crabtree to a deal. The 32-year-old got a one-year deal. He didn't get the money he wanted, but he got a job out of it. So they got Larry Fitzgerald in his 16th season, Crabtree in his 11th season, and a rookie first pick quarterback in Kyler Murray. All very exciting happenings in the Valley. So Crabtree, we'll see if he holds up. A couple other things. I know Carver High got very excited about this today. Sister Jean celebrated her 100th birthday today. The Loyola Chicago basketball team chaplain, Sister Jean, who everyone adores coast to coast.
Good for her.
Very exciting. Thorbjørn Olesen is a golfer, a Danish golfer. He's going to face trial after being charged with sexual assault and being drunk on an airplane. He pled not guilty to the charges. He was in front of the judge near London today. The Danish golfer and Ryder Cup winner. He left the court in London, pled not guilty to charges relating to an alleged sexual assault. He also has been charged with assault by beating. He only spoke to confirm his name, address, date of birth, and nationality, as well as indicate not guilty pleas. He was granted unconditional bail and expected to appear back in court September 18th. Sexual assault and being drunk on an airplane. Jesus, dude. What's going on there, bro? Do you think he likes the Open Championship? Lamar Odom, Ray Lewis, named as Dancing with the Stars cast members. Not bad for being dead on the floor of a brothel and being a crack addict to dancing on national television on a network, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, how the mighty have fallen and then risen right back to Hollywood elite. Ray Lewis, not bad. Accused of murder and
Hall of Fame career.
Hall of Fame career, now Dancing with the Femmes.
That show's still on the air?
It is still on the air. During the 14-year existence of Dancing with the Star, 11 athletes.
14 years?
14 years. 11 athletes have won the show, including four NFL players. Lewis will look to become the first NFL player to take first place since former Jaguar, Oakland Raider, and Giant running back Rashad Jennings won season 24 in 2017. I can't even keep track of all
Rashad
these.
Rashad Jennings won Dancing with the Stars. Rashad Jennings.
Rashad Jennings.
I think Rashad Jennings known more for winning Dancing with the Stars or if that he actually played in the NFL.
Dancing with the Stars.
At least if Ray Lewis won Dancing with the Stars, he would still be known as Hall of Famer.
Listen,
Ray
just
Lewis.
So you know, I may watch a lot of binge-worthy Netflix shows.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
But I don't watch dancing shows.
No.
And I don't, you know, I just don't do it. I don't even watch the talent shows. What are they, America's Got Talent and all the rest? I liked it when Howard was on there, but I didn't even watch then either. I thought he was great on it. What?
The Voice.
Please, The Voice. I'll give you a voice. Did you see the Larry Bird controversy? Someone did a mural of him and put a bunch of tattoos on him, and he doesn't like it. He wants the tattoos removed. He doesn't mind the mural, but he wants the tattoos removed. He wants to protect his brand, and it doesn't want to be seen as a tattooed guy. How do you think that'll go over with all the tattooed people now in this world? Everyone's tatted up. I told you earlier, Kawhi donated 1 million backpacks with the Clippers Foundation, and Baby to Baby providing 1 million backpacks to students across Southern California. Not bad, huh? There you go. What do you think of Billy Guerin getting the Wild job?
I think it's a really good hire for them. Billy Guerin's, you know, he's paid his dues now as an executive. He's done some stuff.
Did a lot with the Penguins.
He did a little bit with the Islanders when he first retired, and then he went over to the Penguins, assistant GM for a while there. Knows the league, been around a long time, obviously. I think it's a smart hire.
Pac-12 going to not have 9 a.m. kickoffs this year.
I mean, honestly, I can't believe they even considered it.
I mean, who would do such a thing? Mel in Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Pharrell.
Sure.
I really enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it's just great. And I wanted to say on the rivalries, I really think it is Alabama-Auburn. I know some people that have lived in Alabama, and, you know, they won't even marry someone if they root for the other school, even if they're in love with them. And their family checks the records out, and they got some distant relative that went to Auburn, and they're Alabama. Well, they can't get married. But I'm Oregon, and we hate the Huskies. Oregon State's our Civil War, but we hate the Huskies.
Oh, I think those are the two best teams in the conference this year, without a doubt. And I think I don't know if I'm crazy, but, two things. One, I think, USC Helton, he's got this whole new offense in where they're just literally going to run and gun. I mean, they are absolutely opening it up. They're on a fast track. It's going to be high speed. We'll see if it works. And then the other team that I would say always, they have a really good schedule for home games in Palo Alto where they win, is Stanford. Stanford is always an 8-9 win team type, program. Shaw's always got them ready. They got a decent quarterback, and they got great games at home this year, including Notre Dame, I believe. So a lot of people are sleeping on them, but I still think Oregon and Washington are the two best teams. And I think Herbert's a great quarterback. I just think my feeling is, and I it's tough for me to say this, but I actually think, Peterson is the best coach, and I think Washington will be the best coached football team, and I think they got enough talent to go with the coaching and that they're going to be a really tough team to beat.
Well, I hope we beat them because I really hate him, and I don't really like Peterson either because he used to coach the Boise State
right. When
Blunt punched out his player for making fun of us when we lost.
Yeah, I remember that. Blunt, I got to give credit, though, to that guy because he had a really bad rap, and I thought he had, a really good pro career.
Yeah, he has a good pro career. Check out his touchdowns in playoffs. He's like one of the top five of all time.
Yeah, I think he's had a great career, silently, come up big. No one talks about him or wants to give him any credit or, they never give him any publicity like he's some kind of badass or whatever. But when it came down to big games, that guy was a truck.
Well, and I wanted to say something on the best of all time. I mean, I got my own take on that. For running back, I like Larry Zonka because, nowadays you go up there and you got a yard to go to win the Super Bowl, and they don't run their back because they don't have anyone that can, run through them like Zonka could. And I also like just the whole Pittsburgh with Bradshaw and Rocky Blyer and Franco Harris and those guys. They were tough. The question is, they say, well, could those guys play the guys today? No. Could the guys today go back and play against them? I don't think
so. Yeah, listen, that's a really good point, and I got to give you credit. I thought Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer were incredible together. That was a great backfield. Rocky Blyer's story is like one of the all-time greats of all time. Served in Nam, and and then had his like foot blown off, and then he still came back and you know, won four Super Bowls. He was incredible on the Steelers, and he had a game-winning catch in the Super Bowl as well to beat Dallas. Allen in South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, Allen?
Oh, just driving along. I love the show. Listen to you about every night when I'm on the road.
Thanks, brother.
Just crossed over the Chesapeake Bay and almost to where I'm going. Just wanted to say thanks for being there. Like I say, the information and the enthusiasm that you and your group bring every night is always there. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alan. I appreciate you. Travel safe. Keep trucking. I love you. Thanks, dude. He's in a cool spot up there. Anyway, 15 million mega prize, the tour championship standings. Here's how they go into this thing. It's unbelievable. So Justin Thomas starts at 10 under, Cantlay at 8 under, Brooks Koepka 7 under, Patrick Reed 6 under, and Rory at 5 under. Rahm 4 with Kuchar, Shoffley, Simpson, Answer, and then et cetera, et cetera. That's crazy how they do that.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Here's the odds to win it all. Justin Thomas plus 200. He's favored. Cantlay plus 450. Koepka plus 600. There you go. The Tour Championship. It's the whole FedEx playoffs. 30 players will show up at East Lake next week for a chance at the $15 million prize. It was $10 million before. Now it's at $15. Not bad. I'm glad they're all making so much money in the tournament that no one cares about. I mean, believe me, you... Once football starts, no one cares about golf, even people that play golf. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Make sure you listen to radio.com. You get all 4 hours. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.